May the wisdom and blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. I've been struggling to get up today. We have discovered, and when I say we, I'm talking about another person who's been shown new healing techniques, and she shared them with Carol and I and Ezekiel. As I mentioned before, we are all gathering this together and organizing it to share with you, which might take a little time, but I'll give you little snippets as we learn them. And this is what we were shown in a nutshell. When a person goes through a trauma, they are hit with an emotional blow that affects all three layers of their being, spirit, soul, and body. Normally, these different parts are aligned like perfect layers, one on top of another. But when they've been damaged, this blow breaks through all three layers and makes them convoluted and mashed together. And if that weren't bad enough, a demon of oppression comes in and causes even more injury. This forms some of the negative behaviors we struggle with all our adult lives. If these three layers are not healed and aligned properly again, the person is open to further twisting and distortion. When I was a very little girl, this happened to me, and the demon of perfection left its nasty marks in my life. And what a difficult trait that is to live with. You're always accusing yourself of being stupid or substandard, and I think you go at it one of two ways. Either give up and accept that you're flawed and mediocre, or refuse to accept that tag and overachieve. The sad part is you expect that behavior from others as well. And the Lord has been teaching me about His mercy for a long time, and it has made a huge difference in my expectations on others. But still, this wound has infected every area of my life, and especially the tendency to a critical spirit. And that's what's blocking me more than anything else right now, is a critical spirit. Well, the Lord has to set to work to fix that. And yesterday, I had a bit of spiritual surgery. When I awoke yesterday morning, I felt like I'd been hit by a train, and that's why you didn't hear from me. In fact, five different times I got up to listen for the message, and after an hour, I'd have to go back to bed. Then in a couple of hours, I'd get up again, and the Lord began to speak to me, and soon after that, I had to go back to bed again. So this went on several different times. But this is what He had to say. Jesus began, "Your heart is just a little crushed. Bringing up things of the past opens some deep wounds I am healing. When you were laying down, I called you because I don't want you feeling that you are alone. You are not alone, not at all, and I have not abandoned you. Your emotions have gotten the upper hand, and you are also under attack. Weather this storm, my bride. Weather it, and it will soon be over, and you'll be better for it." Okay. "Now I just want to hold you and tell you that you are doing an excellent job. I love you, and it won't be long now." "Before what?" "Your breakthrough." "You mean finally I'll cease judging and being so critical?" "That and other things." "Well, I like surprises, so I'm not going to ask, Jesus." "Very wise, because I'm not going to tell you. I like surprises, too." "I didn't think I was doing a very good job, though, Lord." "Why do you always listen to the devil? Your energy is depleted right now, and you are healing from the work that we've done on you, and you do have enemies, you know." Well, after that little snippet of information, I went back to bed for a few hours, and then I got up again. "My sweet and precious Jesus, please give me a word for your bride." He began, "It's coming." "What's coming?" "Breakthroughs. Not just for you, but for all my faithful brides that long to serve me. As you have many who are ministers who listen in on this channel, as they continue to long to serve and be there for others, as they continue to weather the storms, I'm bringing breakthrough to their ministries. I will increase the gifts, giving the ones that are longed for. Everything hinges on love. It is your love, my people, which enables the gifts. As you move more and more, and long more and more, to relieve the suffering of others, I increase your anointing. As you keep your head down and walk humbly before me, I can trust you with the power gifts, because you're not looking at yourselves, but upon the suffering of others. You are not claiming the miracles for yourselves, but giving the glory to me as it is due. There's need, so much need, for the healing and deliverance gifts to witness to who I am. Confusion grows with the darkness, and even those who are professing Christians have serious moments of doubt and unbelief. This is something the enemy will take advantage of by offering them alternatives. But to see the healing gifts in action will be proof to them that I am the God of miracles, and I truly do have authority over their bodies and souls. I have been preparing this group in a very special way for the last 15 months. As I have witnessed their responses to my needs and their faithfulness during persecution, and above all else, their continuing commitment to love from the heart despite the unbelief, persecution, and bitterness of those around them. This means more to me than I can ever say. That is why I increase the anointing. My people, before you can carry the most favored and choice anointing, your vessel, your soul, must be cleaned of ulterior motives. Your love for others must surpass your gifts and your knowledge of Scripture. All these things are only tools in the hands of love. To have these tools without love, as you have witnessed in your own lives, is damaging to souls, because rather than meeting their deepest needs, you become embroiled in being right and having it all together, sealed up tight and down pat. So the only way for a soul to react is submission. This is not my idea of ministry. My idea of ministry is meeting the soul where their need is, tenderly being there, present to them in their need, meeting them where it hurts most, with no other agenda than to love them as I have loved you. Because the church has gotten caught up in showmanship and prowess, and oh my, what an anointing, they have lost sight that I was tender in my earthly ministry with all of the most wretched and needy. I did not seek to minister to the well-groomed in order to impress others. I reached out for the truly broken little ones. I showed to you the example of meekness with the little folk and withstood the hypocrisy of the ruling class. Yes, my heart was for the poor of the land, and regrettably had to turn away those who had been chosen as my ambassadors. You will come to see more and more that those who are willing to look foolish for me can be trusted with the greater gifts. They have cultivated a dependence on me and a careless disregard for what people say about them. This freedom of heart is absolutely essential to those of you who wish to walk in my power and anointing. Can you look at those who show scorn and contempt for you and still love them? Can you stay detached enough to speak gently about their sins, to bring about a reformation of their lives and conviction? Can you do these things without rancor, but with a heart of love and concern for the state of their souls? You see, there's no room for rancor or retaliation in this ministry. There's no room for slander, gossip, or rash judgment. As you judge, so shall you be judged, until you become so sick of yourselves that you would rather go without ministry than be drawn into an unjust consensus or judgment of the motives of others. Yes, you would rather withdraw and remain silent than chime in with an opinion that offends my spirit. Do you understand? This calls for an uncommon detachment of soul. And as you can see, I've been raising you up in this on this channel. I have allowed ample opportunity for you to confront evildoers, and yet you have responded in charity and concern for their souls. There's no greater love than what is shown to those who are in vehement opposition and persistent calumny towards you. I have allowed this here to test your mettle and to see if your heart truly is for the good of all of my people, not just the little ones who are still learning. You are all learners and have but one teacher. And if you reflect on this in your humility in dealing with others, you are reaching a point where I can trust you with greater gifts. But if there is still a need to defend and justify yourselves, you are not ready to walk in my power gifts. Oh, my children, it is truly worthwhile to die totally to your own righteousness as others perceive it, and seek only my approval. Lord, did I do the wrong thing by stating clearly what we teach and what we don't teach? You are led by my spirit for the sake of the weaker ones to clarify what I am teaching through you. Had you not done that, more injury to innocent ones would have been done. But it ended there as well it should have. Now you are moving forward with what's been given you, and those things are no longer your concern. Now it is to care for the sick and misunderstood souls that seek a place in my heart, but are being discouraged by those who have not taken time to understand what I'm doing through this channel. As you continue to pray and offer fast for those who calumniate you, I am drawing others who are not in bondage, as well as winning over some of those who were first against you. All I require of you, my brides, is to love, and in the end, I will have my way. Remember this as you move closer to your breakthroughs. Knowledge, understanding scripture, experience in ministry and anointing, all these are only tools in the hands of love. Above all else, love one another as I have loved you. That's John 13:34. And I felt led to add the scripture. These three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now here's the letter that I received from the sister who's being shown these things to share with us. She began, I had been seeing miraculous healings in my mind's eye, in the spirit, things that utterly defied medicine, like a patient with an ostomy that just suddenly dried up and fell off, and they were healed, or a long-term paralyzed patient just walking after 30 years. I began wondering if these were lying spirits or if the Lord was sending me something that yet had to surface fully into my consciousness. And so I asked him, and he had quite a few things to say, but I'm going to distill the important parts for you. Some of my servants have toiled ceaselessly, often in utter obscurity for decades. And now, even when I have brought many of them out to shine, they struggle mightily against the enemy, bear the heaviest of burdens, and still work to bear fruit for my kingdom. Such are the struggles of many others who do so purely for their love of me and of souls. These efforts will be rewarded. Already I have shown you many in whose healing you will participate. Others are being trained around the globe to fulfill a similar purpose, a purpose that makes their souls shout with joy. These healings will be miraculous, just as you saw in your visions. Those visions were not the work of the enemy. Rather, I sent them to you, both for comfort and to help you to dream, to strengthen your imagination, to let you know that the dreams of man have become small and you are caught in a trap that is in part of your own making. I will show you miraculous healings. Already the teaching of many around the world has begun. Healings will eventually be performed as they were performed of old. Already they are beginning. The healings will evolve with experience and teaching, which will occur rapidly until true miracles are seen to give witness to my glory. During this upcoming period on earth, these souls and their human bodies will be prepared for healing. Healing angels have already been sent out around the world to begin this process. When the soul is fully prepared, healing will be performed. But all must be done with precise order and timing for the healing to be done properly, with complete healing of body, mind, soul, and spirit. You have seen what the enemy has done to my beautiful creation. Man was never meant to know such suffering, nor was he meant to be distorted and damaged in such ways. And here he's referring to the divine design of man's body, soul, and spirit, she said. This is normally a beautifully organized, precise design of layers, all of which meld with one another, but which maintain a very precise pattern, laying one on top of the other. It is an abomination, he continued. That is the distortion that's been done on earth to mankind and to the earth. But many will receive complete healings when the time is right. Not only do so many wish this, I desire this for them when the time is right. And so it shall be. Be patient, my dear ones. Help is on the way. Miracles are on the way. I will strengthen you until this time. Ask me, beloved children. I have much to give you. And that's the end of her letter. And one thing I'm learning is that we must ask, and our desire to have these gifts must be motivated by love. As Jesus said to me, all these things are only tools in the hands of love. Above all else, love one another as I have loved you.